This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You throw the Talking Heads, Standard & Poor's, and Attorney General Eric Holder all together in one big bunch, and what do you get? Well, in this case, you get a lawsuit. Today, the Justice Department announced it's suing S&P over its rosy ratings of some dubious investments in the run-up to the financial crisis. Holder says those ratings were at the very heart of the meltdown. Where, I hear you asking, do the Talking Heads come in? Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer has that part of the story.
The Justice Department says S&P knew its ratings of investments made up of shaky mortgages were misleading. As proof, it points to a video of an analyst singing a song he wrote about the tanking housing market, set to the Talking Heads song, Burning Down the House. Justice wouldn't share the video with us, so one of our engineers, Bill Lance, grabbed a mic and the doctored lyrics.
Watch out, housing market went softer. Strong market's now much weaker. Subprime is boiling over. Bringing down the house.
Could any ripple effects from this lawsuit reach your house? Bill Chambers says possibly. He teaches finance at Boston University. He says if S&P lost and went under, the other two major rating agencies could decide to get out of the business. Chambers says without them, you'd have fewer bond funds to choose from in your 401k plan because fund managers would shy away from unrated bonds.
I think there would be some fewer funds, and the ones that existed wouldn't have the same variety to choose from as well.
David Weiss used to be S&P's chief economist. He now teaches at Brown University. He says the cost of borrowing would go up if rating agencies weren't around to give a borrower a stamp of approval. Banks would have to pay more to borrow the money they lend to consumers. And Weiss says that would trickle down to you and me.
It's going to be harder for folks to get a mortgage, and it could even affect things like credit cards, car loans.
Mike Tay is an investment advisor with Milstein & Company. He says consumers needing jumbo loans to buy a house would have to pay much higher interest rates.
It would ultimately flow down to jumbo borrowers as well as normal mom-and-pop consumers of mortgages as well.
So it might be worth paying attention to the S&P lawsuit, even if you're a Talking Heads fan. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.